It all started way back in the 15th century when Europeans started crossing the Atlantic Ocean for the first time, other than the Vikings, in search of new lands to conquer. When they returned from their travels, they brought with them many things from the New World, including tomatoes. As I talked about in the episode of Brief History dedicated to all tomatoes, they were greeted with distrust back in Europe. People were so weary of these new fruits from a different world that for a few hundred years they were purely ornamental. People grew them for their beauty, not their flavor, and eventually that all changed, and tomatoes began being grown specifically for food. While this was happening, gardeners and farmers started to select tomatoes for size, flavor, texture, and a number of other traits. Over time, many different varieties of tomatoes were developed. One tomato in particular, growing in the shadow of Mount Vesuvius and the ash that buried Pompeii and Herculaneum almost 2,000 years ago, prized for its balance of sweetness and acidity, became the Primo Pomodoro. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're looking at the brief history of San Marzano tomatoes. Often imitated but never recreated, San Marzano tomatoes stand in a league of their own. They're the only tomato used on certified Neapolitan pizza, and they're also so important to the region of Italy where they come from that they have a national designation of their own. But what actually is a San Marzano tomato? Well, San Marzanos are their own variety of plum tomato. They are elongated more than other plum tomatoes and have fewer seeds than other tomato varieties. They have strong, durable flesh that makes them perfect for canning. Certified San Marzano tomatoes are grown in one specific region of Italy and, among other regulations, must be hand-picked. When canned, they are also sold peeled and whole. Today, there are many companies claiming to sell San Marzano tomatoes that aren't selling the real thing. By some estimates, 95% of all San Marzano tomatoes sold in the U.S. are fake. I mean, they're still tomatoes, but not proper San Marzanos. So how can you tell the real ones from the fake ones? Well, first of all, they will absolutely be whole. Like I said, any can claiming to be San Marzano tomatoes that are crushed or pureed are full of BS. Secondly, they will have the Italian DOP, which is a protected designation of origin label. It'll just say DOP on it. And finally, they usually might not be called San Marzano tomatoes, but rather Pomodoro S. Marzano. So what's the big difference between the real thing and the fake ones? Well, beyond the flavor, texture, and quality, there are small farmers being ripped off by big companies. Because of the way San Marzano designation is set, it only really works for small producers. That's why big companies sell fake versions. So really, that's about all there is to know about the history of San Marzano tomatoes. But the next time you hear someone mention San Marzano tomatoes, or the next time you go to buy them, make sure that you're getting the real thing. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5. And this has been a brief history of San Marzano tomatoes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to the podcast. You can tell your friends about it. You can even leave a rating on it. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with another great episode of Food in 5. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. See you later, everybody.